Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio I will discuss I.A. Richards. Now who was I.A. Richards? First of all, what are the dates of I.A. Richards? He was born in 1893 and died in 1979. Okay, 1893 to 1979. I.A. Richards is famous as a literary critic, poet and also a teacher because his profession was teaching. And he is famous because he developed a new way of reading poetry that ultimately led to the development of new criticism, and he also had some influence over reader response criticism. And as I said that he was a teacher or more properly a lecturer in college. And while he was a lecturer of English and Moral Sciences from the year 1922 to 1929, he published three works. One is called The Meaning of Meaning, okay, The Meaning of Meaning, which came out in 1923. After that, Principles of Literary Criticism, which came out in 1924. And finally, Practical Criticism, which came out in 1929. Now, I.A. Richards is famous for practical criticism. Now, what he did was, he conducted an experiment on students. Basically, he gave students poems to analyze, like any teacher would, but he would remove the title of the poems and also the name of the authors, which is written above or below. Okay, at the end or at the very beginning, he would remove those names and then he would ask students for their responses. And the technique that he developed is called close reading. Okay, within quotes, close reading. And in the experiment, he found that, you know, when students didn't know anything about the poem's antecedents or who the author was or the poet was, they used to just give stock responses. Means whatever familiar phrases were there, whatever descriptions were there, they used to just draw familiar interpretations. Interpretations which are very common to all students whenever we come across those phrases or terms. Now later on, Richards spent some time developing something called basic English. Now, what is basic English? Basically, this was just a form of English in which there were just 850 words. And why he developed this basic English was that he wanted even international students to learn at least the basics and make English a universally intelligible language, something which everybody can understand. So, to simplify, that was the purpose. But he didn't do this alone. He did this in collaboration with his partner called C.K. Ogden. Okay, C.K. Ogden. And after this, he also published some important works. And from an exam point of view, these works are also important because sometimes they also ask questions on these works. Now, what are the names of the works of I.A. Richards, which he published later? One is very famous, called Coleridge on Imagination. Okay, Coleridge on Imagination, which came out in 1934. After that, The Philosophy of Rhetoric. Okay, The Philosophy of Rhetoric, which came out in 1936. After that, Speculative Instruments. Okay, Speculative Instruments, which came out in 1955. These three are particularly important. And of course, earlier, as I said, you know, during the 1920s, when he was lecturer of English and Moral Sciences, he published three works. First, I said it was The Meaning of Meaning, okay, The Meaning of Meaning. After that, Principles of Literary Criticism, and then Practical Criticism. Practical Criticism is the work and the methodology for which I.A. Richards is very famous. And as a student of psychology and philosophy, along with literary forms, Richards concluded that poetry performs a therapeutic function by coordinating a variety of human impulses into an aesthetic whole, helping both the writer and the reader maintain their psychological well-being. So, I.A. Richards held poetry in high regard. He didn't consider poetry as a time pass or just, you know, flights of fancy. He believed that poetry can perform a therapeutic function. And he valued a poetry of inclusion, okay, a poetry of inclusion that was able to contain the widest variety of warring tensions and oppositions. So, from an exam point of view, just make sure that you know about the works of I.A. Richards and also the contribution that he did in English literary studies. For example, the experiment that he conducted and also his approach called close reading and practical criticism.